Would you describe the diarrhea as loose or liquid?
Liquid.
Mike Reiner. The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
It was brought to my attention today the way the hippo marks his territory. He fires off a mix of urine and poop. And to fan it, he gets his tail going like a whirly bird. Gets it going around in a circle real fast.
Are you serious?
To fan it. Yes, I'm serious. That's what this item I saw today said. So when you smell that, I mean, that means don't on. That's how the male hippo asserts his dominance over other males.
That's like the really hitting the fan.
Whoa! God almighty.
It's the Hardline. Featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one.
The Hardline. 3:20 is the time.
The Hardline.
20 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. And Heidi, to the rest of America, by the channel, wherever you are, whatever foreign port you may be in. It is Tuesday, and we've got a very big show ahead of us.
We do. I'm looking forward to the first segment.
I think I'm catching a cold.
Uh-oh. Are you?
I might be. Do I sound funny?
No. Not really.
Funnier than normal?
No.
I don't?
You don't sound stoved up or anything. Those spring colds are the worst, too.
I know.
Because they're not really colds, and you're not really sick. You're just kind of miserable.
I'm kind of pulling for you to get a cold.
Why?
Because I love Mike on medication.
Now, do you embrace the cold like you embrace the zit?
No, I don't embrace
the cold. Because you embrace some weird stuff.
I embrace the zit for
like
sure.
The zit.
You know what you need to do, though, is not take cold medication.
I know.
It does it, no good.
That's right, it doesn't.
It just makes you whack you out.
Yeah.
Funny.
I don't know how they pass that off as medicine.
Because you just feel like that you feel better, but you really don't.
You're right, though. It does no good. All it does, for me anyway, is just space me out.
Yeah. Because you kind of feel weird from the cold.
Let's all take some one day and do the show. Everybody on cold meds.
Did you? I know you did this out in Boyd, and you probably did too, as hungry as you guys were for buzzes back in the day. Did you just ever snarf down like... What is it?
Cough syrup?
Yeah, Robitussin?
No, I never did that.
No?
You never mixed that with...
No, a lot of the brothers used to do that.
No.
Really?
I never did that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am. I'm positive.
I wasn't hungry for buzzes back in the day, I'll have you know. But a lot of the brothers used to do that.
I hear it was pretty powerful if you mixed it with the right amount of Everclear or something, you know? Isn't that stuff expensive, though?
Robitussin?
Yeah. Isn't it just as cheap to buy a couple bottles of Mickey's Big Mouth or something?
Probably.
I know they pretty much keep it locked up now. Like razor blades.
Because
no,
of that?
Uh-uh. Robitussin, they don't?
You can go in there and yank it off the shelf. The reason I know is because I did that last week.
Okay.
For a buzz?
What are they keeping behind the...
No.
They're keeping something behind
for
the counter.
For a buzz.
Oh, I know what it is. It's that nose spray stuff.
I'm going buzz-free these days.
What's that?
Afrin or...
Afro?
No, not Afrin. I think it's Afrin.
That right. Neosinephrine or whatever it is.
They keep that behind the counter now.
What is that?
It's the stuff that, it's just nose spray that clears your head. And I was addicted to that at one point.
You know, I've never used that before.
When I was a kid.
What does it do?
It just, it lessens the swelling of your nasal membranes. When you get sick, they swell up and you can't breathe through your nose. It has some type of chemical in it that just makes them
But once
go,
you
go
start taking that, you're...
Exactly.
You got to have it.
It works so good that you keep doing it.
You keep doing it, and I was on that stuff for like 6 months.
I've known people that were on
it,
too.
I couldn't breathe without it.
Yeah, I've known people that were on that.
And I just had to fight through it and go through withdrawals for like a week until my nose went back to normal.
I was always creeped out by people who did that, especially adults.
Is that how your nose got so red and veiny and bulbous?
I don't have a bulbous nose. You're thinking of Gen X Davey.
Oh, yeah, you do. Is that what Hollywood Henderson was doing when he was doing coke in the Super Bowl? Is he doing it on one of those little spray... That's all it is, a little spray, like... Whoosh,
yeah.
Tube?
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, liquid.
Craig, you know.
I don't know if it was that or not. I know he had a special place in his pants.
You probably
knew the, fans to keep it.
You probably knew the guy who sold it to him.
That's why Tim Raines started sliding head first.
Why?
Because
in
he kept
pants.
His coke vial in his back pocket.
In that special place in his pants?
He didn't want to break it. That's what I've always
pants.
Heard.
Did you have asthma?
No.
Mike, you weren't one of the asthma kids?
No.
Why would always you think, wheezing.
Carry around an inhaler?
Pasty. Why would you think I had
because
asthma?
Because you look like one of those sickly kids. Just all...
I do?
You
all zitty and sick and real oily all the time and always inhaling.
No, I didn't have
And everyone's
asthma.
Like, oh, poor Mike. At least he has the drums.
They probably were doing that, but I didn't have asthma.
Did you have the asthma kid in your class? Yeah, anybody? I don't know.
Yeah, I had several asthma kids.
I'm thinking. I don't remember an asthma kid at Kimball.
They may not have invented...
The inhaler?
Yeah, at that point.
They may not have.
It was big in the 80s, though. You had to have some buddies that had...
We did. Not one guy that had a very slight case of it, but he played it up anytime he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Like whenever he wanted out of class, he'd have an asthma attack.
Or whenever gym.
Yeah, whenever we'd have to run or something after a loss, oh, my asthma's... What, acting up, coach, I can't run.
Yeah.
He always said that he could play the asthma card. I tried that once. And I got kind of asthma.
Kind of asthma.
Kind of asthma your ass right over there.
Now, later on, we got to know guys who had asthma and did the inhaler thing. And, of course, we all know the asthma field is over there.
Oh, yeah.
We know that.
Coach, I got asthma.
But I don't remember any asthma kids.
They were the worst. I felt so sorry for them.
They're all
Why were they always
puny and
Yeah, they were always
small.
Smaller, pastier, zittier, and oilier than any other kid.
Now, come to think of it, I remember Joe Glenn Jones.
That is a fake name.
No, it's not either.
Joe Glenn Jones.
No, it's not either. It's not a fake name.
That sounds like a character out of a Dan Jenkins novel.
Well, she was always, like, real...
She?
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah.
That's a real 60s girl name.
Oh.
Joe. Very.
You want 60s girls' names?
I know.
Okay, then let me go down the list of names of girls that I went to grade school with, and you'll see 60s girls' names.
There was a girl who went to boy, and her name was Mike. Mike Ann.
Good.
Mike Ann.
Mike.
I knew
Mike.
A girl named Michael.
Yeah. M-I-K-E, Mike.
Go ahead, Mike.
Wasn't the Bengals bass player named Michael?
I don't know.
There's I think she was.
There was a professor at TCU named Doug that was a woman.
Doug.
Yeah. Doug Newsom.
What was that short for? It must have been short for something.
I think it was short for Doug. I know it was a journalism class, and I went in there expecting a guy, and I am Professor, you know, Newsom. I'm like, wow, your name is Doug?
My first wife's name was Roger. Run down the 60s girls' names.
Roger. I was going to tell the Joe Glenn Jones story.
Oh.
She was just real slight and real skinny and sickly, and she always wore real long dresses and stuff. And she probably was an asthma kid. She was never in gym or anything like that. She got out of it somehow.
Gym.
I don't bet she was an asthma kid.
Because of that name, Joe Glenn.
Did you hit it?
What do you mean? Did I hit her?
No,
you don't hit. You don't hit go around hitting girls.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Did you bag her?
Did I bag her?
Yeah.
Pump that?
Did you get some of that?
No, no, not really.
Some of that groove thing.
All right.
What?
That's the end of this.
Yeah, we were having a good conversation. I kind of wanted to hear 60s girls' names, but all right, well, we're not going to get to.
We can do 60s girls' names some other time.
Yeah, let's write that down.
My mom's name is Paul.
No, it's not. Mother's name is Marilyn.
Marilyn Paul.
All right, what are we doing next? I don't have a
record. Oh,
Bob and his Beatles.
All right, well, let's get on with that. He'll do a magical mystery tour for us next, and that's coming right up on the ticket.